This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Seven.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial sent correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're delighted we're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm in the studio in Missouri today, and it really is nice being behind the microphone in our studio right here at the farm. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares, USAPrepares.com. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Joey's with us. Joey's with us from Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I am well, Joey. Thanks for being with us. I got a call from, I was on the phone, I should say, with Captain John Reagan this morning, and he is under the weather. He's recovering, and his voice is not what he'd like it to be. And he thought that he would be having trouble stopping this coughing. And so he will probably be on with us later on this week when he is feeling a little bit better. So Captain John Reagan is well, except he has this cough. So no need to be concerned about John Reagan not being with us. He's okay. He's just not here today. And Joey from Michigan responded to my call just a few minutes ago, and he's with us, and Rich Sheeben will be joining us for the second hour. And I'd like to let you know that there's a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. USA Prepares meetup at Jimmy's Egg, and it's about survival and preparedness, serious survival, building the village. And Alan Busick will be presenting. Alan Busick is a USA Prepares instructor. He's a professional engineer, and he was on Doomsday Preppers a couple of years ago. And I'll be at the meeting tonight as well. So Alan Busick and I will be there. Alan is the featured speaker, and I'm just going to have some updates as to things that are happening around the country, things I'm very concerned about. And the topic of today's broadcast is what's wrong with America. Joey, do you see things that are wrong with America as well as I do?
It's almost like everyone's been lobotomized. Nobody can think, nobody can function, nobody can be rational. If you were to watch just the commercials with a ridiculous football game last night, and you have to question, because I was over at Friends and they had that garbage on, and I was downloading, you know, stuff, how to build distillers, hydroponic gardening, wind and, you know, wind generators. That's what I was doing. But when the commercials came on, I tried to figure out who or what mindless person they were marketing. Those commercials were marketed for. How does this work? Think about that. I mean, they were speaking. Arby's had a commercial with a guy that had a hard time speaking proper English, and he was describing fish as a meat. And immediately I'm like, fish? Meat? And one friend of mine, he goes, come on, don't be so critical. So I look up the word fish in Wikipedia, and it says fish is not a meat. The question I asked was, is fish a meat? Yahoo's answer was, fish is not a meat. You have meat, poultry, and fish. But yet you have a place like Arby's spending how much money on a commercial, and they're marketing fish for lobotomized simpletons to think fish is a meat. How does that start for what's wrong with the country when you're putting a commercial out already promoting stupidity?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good point. Well, I think we need to give Olive Garden some credit. Actually, they have long lines to get into the Olive Garden, and I think we can help them shorten those lines. So I'd like to give them credit for why they're having such a tough time delivering the same quality food that they used to deliver. I happened to be at an Olive Garden during my travels over the last couple of weeks, and I did not want to go to an Olive Garden, so I was with others, and it was not my choice. But I agreed to go. And I didn't protest. I didn't say, hey, look, you know, I don't want to go there because of all these reasons. I just had a smile on my face, and we went. I ordered their lunch fare, which happened to be spaghetti with meat sauce. Why? Because it's really hard to mess that up. And the tossed unending salad. And it was about $10. And the salad, my salad, had very little dressing on it. I guess dressing is getting more expensive. So I had very little dressing in it. The tomatoes were mealy. So really, on a scale of 1 to 10, it really wasn't acceptable. It really wasn't. But I didn't complain. Didn't say a word. The other two people who were with me, one ordered a meatball sandwich with mozzarella cheese on it. And that came cold. Other person ordered chicken parmigiana sandwich, and that was cold. The French fries that came with it were cold. And the soup, the unending soup bowl that you could have instead of salad, was lukewarm. One of the people said they weren't going to eat it. The other person had a problem with the French fries, because the French fries when they're cold aren't very good. But, you know, if you're starving, you certainly would eat it, but if you're paying full price for something, you probably want it to be done right. Well, the waitress came back and said, you know, how's everything taste? And one person said, you know, that was the second soup you brought, and they're both lukewarm. They weren't hot. The French fries are cold. The sandwich is cold. And the mozzarella cheese that you said is on the sandwich isn't mozzarella cheese. It's Alfredo sauce. And she said, well, yeah, that's right. It is Alfredo sauce. So the person said, well, I'm just not going to eat this. And the waitress said, what can I do? And the person sitting across the table from me said, you can't do anything. I'm not eating this. Now, the two people with me didn't want to eat their meal. Now, these are normal people. These aren't people looking for a fight. So the waitress left, and the manager came over. And the manager said, so how's everything? And so he got the story. He looked at me and I said, mine's okay. Mine's fine. But he said, I'll tell you what. He said to the first person with the sandwich, I'm going to buy your meal. He looked at the second person and said, I'm going to buy your meal. And he looked at me and said, I'm going to buy yours too. I said, okay. And that was his way of apologizing. And he apologized so many times. And he was the restaurant manager. So on the way out, we left a tip, and on the way out, there were some young people who were employees there, waitresses, lollygagging by the kitchen door. And the kitchen doors are these doors that are kind of like saloon doors, except they're much taller, so you can't see under them, you can't see over them, but they've got two little windows. So the doors were wide open, and I looked in the kitchen, and there all over the floor were pieces of paper and food. I mean, it was a mess. I just stood there and looked, and they asked me, can I help? Can I help you? I said, sure. I'd like to talk with the manager. And so they went in to the kitchen. They came out. They went in. They came out. Finally, they said, look, he's washing his hands. He'll be right out. So the same guy I talked to at the restaurant table who was apologizing to me came out of the kitchen. And I said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. We talked a little bit ago. And I'm doing an investigative report on what's wrong with America. And he, like, that smile just went away. And I said, turn around and look where you just came out of. Came out, look in that kitchen, look on the floor. And there was no smile on his face. I said, that's what's wrong with America. I said, you have a tough row to hoe. You're working with these young people. And look at the mess you've got there. Look at that. No wonder the soup was cold twice. The French fries were cold on two plates. This, all the problems you're having is because your employees aren't paying attention. So I wrote down my name and I said, you might want to listen on Monday. That's the Olive Garden. So now, what does that mean, Joey? Very simply. So we're talking about the Olive Garden. Now, can you get out of the Olive Garden for less than $10? You can't. Right? So let's say there are only 10,000 people who are listening to this broadcast. Let's say 10,000. And let's say of those 10,000, they don't go to the Olive Garden just once for a year. Just once. They say, you know what? Finelli wasn't happy. Maybe I wouldn't be happy. We're not going to go to the Olive Garden. One person, $10, $10,000, that's $100,000 that they lost. But who goes to the Olive Garden by himself or herself? Hardly anybody. So now we're looking at, let's say, two for $25. That's $250,000 that Olive Garden will probably have lost as a result of their not paying attention in the kitchen and what they served to one of their customers who just happens to be researching what's wrong with America. Now, do those children who the Olive Garden employs in the kitchen, do they really care about whether the Olive Garden loses $250,000 or not? I'm sure they don't. So who does care? I think the board of directors cares, and I think maybe the shareholders care. What I saw was disgraceful. And not only is the Olive Garden losing one meal from me per year, they're probably losing the entire family's business from now on. So how much is that worth? Times how many families might do the same thing that we're doing. We need to get our act together. And this is just one tiny story about poor performance. Poor performance. I asked the manager how old he was. He's in his 30s. Joey, what do you think?
When the manager bought your lunch, the other two people weren't eating it anyway. So really, did he buy their lunch? They were throwing it in the garbage, and they weren't paying
right
for it. So when he makes the statement he's buying lunch, what does that mean? He's not buying anybody's lunch. You know, is Olive
right
Garden the restaurant you were at and had the circle on it? You have it all, like, you can order it, like,
how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, Joey's with us. Joey in Michigan. And Joey's been to the Get Prepared Expos. He's a USAPreparedness.com instructor. He's been to the farm. And Joey and I do things together when, you know, when we can get our schedules together and when we can get in the trucks. So, Joey, I talked about the Olive Garden. Do you have a story that you'd like to share?
There's 10 of them every day. You can't even keep up with them anymore. You know... Well, you know as well as I know, but, you know, most of everybody that listens to your show is me as well. I mean, we know there's a problem. We know it can't be fixed because it didn't happen overnight. It happened over months, years, and generations of stupidity into the people. So, I mean, the only thing I can imagine is we have to focus on how we're moving forward. Those that want to come along, beautiful. If they don't want to come along, what are we going to do? It's like Friday when you were talking to Miles and you talked about, or he mentioned something about distilling. You know, you better learn how to make alcohol to make tinctures. If the economy, as it collapses, you know, something you just mentioned, the problem with those employees at Olive Garden or at your food co-op or your feed co-op down the street from your house, where you've been going for 15 or 16 years, and they didn't care that you left. But it's not just in Michigan. It's not just in Missouri, and it's not anywhere you've traveled in the last couple of weeks. It's all over the world. Miles has the problem in Europe. It's all over Europe. This is not a one view of stupidity. This is a global sickness. How do we fix it? There's the question. And is it fixable? Probably not. The only way people learn is through love or through pain. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of pain as the dollar collapses. You know, think about John. John has been on the radio how many times and he's never sick? He's been getting sicker more and more. He must be under a lot of stress when he looks at these numbers. And, I mean, he lives this stuff. I mean, the amount of research he puts into this every week, he's allowing it to affect him. And he sees it's on a collision course for disaster. You know, that's the first thought I had when you called and you said he's not up, you know, he's not up to the show, he's under the weather. You know, and everybody's more and more sick. What are we going to do about it? You know, I think we got to focus on some of the things Miles suggested. Learning how to grow herb gardens for medicinal purposes. Learning how to make alcohol to do tinctures. Learning how to garden, whether it's in a raised bed, hydroponic, aquaponic. You got to learn all this stuff. We got to learn about wind and solar. You know, something I want to ask, is there anybody out there that could call Vinny and leave messages? Have they ever built an iron Edison battery? And if they have they had any luck? Or have they been built any wind generators? I mean, these are the things we as a class need to start focusing on. You know, we're not going to fix the degradation of society. We're not going to fix Olive Garden, Arby's. In my area, we have a chain of supermarkets called Meijer's. Meijer's spends hundreds of thousands of dollars every week running ads. You'll go into that store. They'll tell you you have to buy, like, that U-Ban coffee. You have to buy 6 or 8 cans. They never have more than 6, and you have to buy 8. Then if you get a rain check, the rain check to get the extra dollar is only good that week. I said, so, and then I would call, and I would call customer service. And I would be on the phone for 40 minutes because, you know, after a while, it did nothing. I don't call anymore. The point of the story is, why would you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per week advertising to lure people in and then not offer the product? And then they apologize. I'm sorry. I don't want your apology. I'm not interested in you insulting what's left of my intelligence with a simple word that says, I'm sorry. You don't mean it. You've been abused or bitched at the whole day you're there. I understand. Everybody else is unraveling. I'm sorry. But I'm sorry you didn't pay for my fuel to drive the 15 miles each way to your store. I'm sorry you didn't give me an incentive to want to come back. But again, as I tell them, don't worry about it. You've conditioned me to only buy what's on sale in your store. And I will only buy what's on sale. Spend some more money advertising. Keep conditioning me. And I buy less from those places, like you. You would rather not eat as to have to go to the Olive Garden. And is that Olive Garden the same place a few months ago you were talking about where you can order online at your table and it can take pictures of you and, you know, basically profile you at the dinner table? Was that the restaurant? I'm not sure.
No, it's the same chain, but it was 1,000 miles apart. They were two different Olive Gardens, and they both have that same equipment. Joey and I will be right back talking about what's wrong with America in just a couple minutes.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Joey's with us. Joey in Michigan, USAPrepares.com instructor. Joey, I went to, during my travels, I stopped in at a Tractor Supply. I needed a half-inch fine thread lock nut, nylon lock nut. Boy, was that hard to find. Couldn't find the nut I was looking for. I looked everywhere. And so I ended up at Tractor Supply. I thought maybe they might have one. Anyway, they had grease on sale. 10 tubes in a case. 10 tubes for $12. Just plain old lithium grease. Nothing that I would use on parts that would get really hot. I wouldn't use them on universal joints. I wouldn't use them on wheel bearings, but I would use them on tractor wheels that go very, very slowly, that don't have a lot of weight on them. Okay, 10 tubes, $12. So I thought, well, I'll get one of these little carts. I'll put three little cases in there. Went to the register, and I said to the lady at the register. Now, she was not a young person. I said, these are on sale, 10 for $12. And I said, I have three cases. And I put one of them on the counter. And she said, no, I think they're more than that. I said, okay, but that's what the sign says. So she gets on the two-way radio, and she calls for a price check. Now, the line's getting longer. They've got to be at least 8 to 10 people in line now while she's checking this out. And she said, they're $1.20 a piece. And I said, right, right. They're
What's that?
I said, that's right. That's what I said. They're 10 for $12. She said, no, they're more than that. They're $1.20 a piece. And, you know, I didn't want to laugh and insult her. But she, you know, continued to figure this out. And finally she said, you know what? That's what she said. She said on the other end of the two-way radio, it says 10 for $12. I said, well, yeah, that's what I thought. So she said she was going to, and she said, you know what? And even the register computer says 10 for $12.
What a relief.
So she sold them to me at 10 for $12, which is exactly what I expected to pay, exactly what the sign said, exactly what the register said. Now, the reason that, you know, I don't want our class to think I'm just complaining about what's going on in America for no reason. There is a reason. This is the supply chain, Joey. These are the people that are preventing the bearings from getting lubricated. These are the people who are in the food service industry. Now, these are people who are the face, the best face that businesses can put in front of their customers, okay? These are the people who are supposed to know their job. Now, what about the people in the back room? What about the people in the kitchens? What about the hygiene of the people in the kitchens that we don't see? What about the people who are preparing the packaged meals that we buy that look really nice because they have a label on them and they're in a container and you can buy them all ready to go in the supermarket? What about that? What about the canned soups and so forth? My son was telling me that he went to Olive Garden in Branson, Missouri, and he was waiting for his meal, and he saw these two people, these young people, preparing the silverware, which really means the knife, the fork, the spoon, wrapping it in a napkin. He said they were scratching their hair, and they were rubbing their nose, and so he called the manager over. I guess it's like father like son, right? So he calls the manager over and says, look at that. You see anything wrong there? The manager goes, no. He goes, well, really? You don't see anything wrong there? So now my son doesn't go to the Olive Garden for his own independent reasons. He won't go because he says, Dad, I'm not going to go to a place where they pick their nose and wrap the silverware. That's my son. So that's two cases, two independent cases. And it just so happened, he didn't say, come home and say, Dad, you don't believe what happened at the Olive Garden. He just heard me talking about it, and he said, oh, yeah? Well, yeah, let me tell you my story. That's the point.
But you can't get away from it. I mean, a local grocery store, they give free coffee out when you walk out the door. You can buy, what is it called, Starbucks? You can buy theirs for $4, $2, whatever. I like the free one. Well, depending on who's working, they put them cups upside down, and they slide the plastic sleeve all the way to the bottom. Normally, they leave it so you can pull a cup out and use the sleeve. So I was complaining about something else because it must be our gene pool, you know, and I called the manager, and in the process, I said, you know, look at here. I said, the other girl says that I should call the health department because you guys don't want to do nothing about it. And then I grabbed four cups, pulled the top one off, only to prove a point, and I touched four cups right on the rim where everybody's going to drink from. And I said something to the guy. And I said, you don't have a problem with that? He said, well, yeah, it's not right. So I took the cup. I had coffee in it. And guess what? He left the other four cups there that I touched. But we're not fixing this. So we know there's a problem. And, you know, you've been a great advertisement for Olive Garden and for that tractor store because I had the same problem buying fence posts. I bought five-footers. Before I even took possession of them, I wanted to make them 5.5. In order to return them, because it was a nickel more, and I had to return them. I couldn't just give them a quarter for the extra 5 cents per five posts. I had to return them. I had to give them a driver's license. I had to give them all this personal ID just to, but I didn't even leave with your product, so it doesn't matter. So that was a two-hour, over a three-day period, a two-hour conversation with their so-called world headquarters in Tennessee. And we don't do a lot of business there anymore because I don't need to argue with them. Remember that phrase, when you're in the argument with a dummy, who is the dummy? You know, but we could talk about this like you and I will for hours. But, you know, I think it's more important, you know, and I want to thank Miles for all the effort he's put into these shows and shining a little bit of light to help us. You know, it's interesting when you listen to Miles talk and he talks about how the people in Europe are. They have a little different character. You know, I don't know as though they're as selfish and greedy as we are in this country. And, you know, how many times you talk about trying to build a little group of people. You know, and it's like you and I, when we talk, the people you meet don't live near you that you really want to be with. But right. You have to still focus on moving forward. And we need to focus, even if it's just two or three of us. Because eventually there's two or three of us, but then there's two or three over here. And they might be within your realm. They're busy preparing for other items or just surviving. I mean, surviving today, while I tell the story, I say, look at this. Think about this. People still have a job. They still have heat. They still have a car. They have a warm place to sleep. And they're losing their mind. What do you think is going to happen? There's a store I go to. They sell closeouts. They're closing permanently at the end of the month. On Saturday, it looked like one of those when the grid goes down and people are looting and stealing. Well, they're in these boxes they weren't supposed to be in, pulling stuff out to go to the checkout. Well, what do we do about this? You can't change that mentality. You can only worry about you. You can only worry about your family if they choose to come along. There's a lot of family. They look at you as, uh-oh, here's the tinfoil hat. Here, let's get him a roll of duct tape. We'll put it over his mouth. I'm like, no, put it on your mouth. But better yet, let me take the duct tape you have on both hands holding your hands together. Let me cut that loose. You might have some freedom here. You might start to think if you could use your hands. But, you know, we're not solving anything. We need to focus on, as a group, the listeners, the class, where we're going. How do we get better? Can we build a windmill? Can we build a solar? Can we build an Iron Edison battery and not have to spend X amount on a battery? Can we learn how to revive old batteries? You know, we talked about, you and I, and then you and Norm talked about that Lavosky machine. I'm curious, has any of the class ever built a Lavosky machine? Have they ever used it? What benefits? Norm said he had good benefits with it. I mean, while we're busy rambling and talking about what doesn't work, we know it doesn't work. Let's worry about how we can make something else work. Where can we go? How can we get there? As this grid fails, they're talking about that little fat tyrant over there where at North Korea. He wants to send up a new missile with an EMP device. We're going to be dependent upon a little maggot like that, who in turn has to be being fed by China, because he can't just survive on his own. So let's focus on what would we need if they send one of those up. How are we going to stay healthy? Because we can't worry about our medical system. We can't worry about any part of anything that we take for granted, whether it's an ecosystem of government or it's a school system that's failed us. Where are we going and how are we getting there? And we have to start pulling in the reins, tightening up the belt, and seeing where we, the active class, has to focus. You know, whether it's food, whether it's how to grow food, whether it's sprouting. I mean, you know, have you ever sprouted? I mean, I've listened to Miles talk about sprouting. I've never had.
Absolutely, we have.
I've been doing a lot of research on the sprouting, and I'm fascinated, even though I've listened to it. You know, listening and doing are two different things. You know, and I just start focusing on the sprouting issue and the benefits of sprouting, the minerals, the nutrients, the enzymes in the food, and how such a little product produces such a great result. But sprouting is great while you can still buy the seed to sprout. But then you better figure out how you're going to grow seed for the next group of sprouting. So where do we go? I mean, how do we get there? As you're always asking for new people, you know, who has made soap? And are you making soap with items that you can buy on the store and put them together? Or can you make soap if the store doesn't carry the item, or better yet, there is no store? How are we going to make soap? How do you do that? Where are you going to get the lard? All the new pigs that you used to take lard from, they have modified them so they look like they're 5 feet long, 40 inches tall, and weigh 285 pounds with no fat. Who's our buddy up in Marion, Michigan? What's his name with the pigs? That the DEQ fined him $750,000, Mark somebody? You know,
Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres.
Yeah, so Mark, he still had a traditional pig that had an extensive amount of fat, lard, that you would need to make soap, that you would need for other items, for shortening, for baking. Instead, they would rather sell you vegetable shortening. And vegetable shortening is made from what? Genetically modified corn, soybeans, canola. I mean, everything that's out there is designed to make you sick and or to alter your internal chemistry. So a lot of those people working at Olive Garden, they're attached to that iPhone, that iPod, they're texting, and they need that around the clock.
So hold that thought. Joey and I will be right back. Hold that thought. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except, we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Joey's with us, Joey in Michigan. And we're looking here at USA Prepares, as Joey was mentioning. We're looking for someone to join our faculty to teach us about medical or medicinal tinctures, how to make them, how to make tinctures, how to distill alcohol. I'd like to know how to make beer, because I think beer is something that we can trade, and we can also use, we can also distill off the alcohol that's made in beer and wine. So if you're a wine grower or a beer maker, we'd like to hear from you. Sprouting. Are you good in sprouting? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about making soap, raising pigs, raising goats. Joey, what I'd like to share with our class is when you and I talk on the phone, this is what our telephone conversation is like. It's almost like we've just tapped into you and me talking on the phone in the morning, in the evening, on the weekend. This is what it's like, right?
Well, you called me 8 minutes before the show started and to be on. We didn't talk about this. I haven't talked to you in over a week. So We didn't plan any of this, and I didn't, obviously, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't planning on talking about any of this. You know, something I want to share with everybody that I think is really important is I've been dealing with all kinds of people in my area for over 20 years. Whether it's 20 years, 2 months, or 4 years, I'm finding more and more people are going out of business. So I would really urge anyone and everyone, if you're buying something and you see it, don't put it off because you think you're going to buy it again next week or next month, because he may leave. I mean, there's a guy I dealt with that sold a lot of store equipment, stainless table sinks, any of that kind of stuff, pallet racking. I talked to him 10 days earlier. I asked him, blah, 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 a mutual friend. He said, I think he's leaving. He's starting to pack his stuff up. I'm like, nah, he's not leaving. I went there 10 days later, and I'm asking for so-and-so, and the guy in there said, I know who you're talking about. He said, well, yeah. He said, no, we sell fencing. So here's a guy that knew he was leaving. Obviously, there was heat under his feet, or he's standing too close to the fire, because he didn't even say he was leaving. And all I see is more and more of people that you are accustomed to dealing and doing business with. They've had enough because they can't deal with the ignorance and the stupidity of maybe the Olive Garden employee and or the person they're dealing with. They're just leaving. They're closing up. They're pulling up the tent stakes. They're rolling it into a ball, and they're closing for another day. Will they ever open again? Good question. But think about what I said, because if you're going to make a purchase and you think you're buying it and you may put it off for a month or two like I did with this one particular guy, he's gone. And, you know, the new stuff I'm finding in replacement, we'll take a pellet racking, for instance. Those are those big metal modular shelving units in the big box stores. I used to buy a crossbar for as little as $10. I found them for $20 and thought I would never pay that until I found everybody else is pushing $40 to $50 per each bar. So if you need something as this new price increases and or the old seller is going out of business, you better plan accordingly, you know, because what you yes. think you're going to buy tomorrow may not even be an option. And if it is, it may be 2, 4, or 8 times higher than it is today. That's what I can say about that.
You're absolutely right. Our son was going to pick up a part a brake adjuster for one of our trailers. He called up and they said, yep, we got it. And he said, okay, right here on the counter. So he goes to get it. He gets there 2 hours later. It's gone. It's gone because another guy wanted it. And two people at the auto parts store, one said they were holding it for our son. Another guy said they were holding it for another customer. Now they didn't have any after that. So we're hoping that we can get one today. And this is, you know, last week. So you're absolutely right. And I got a call from Judy Dollarhite. And there's an Napa store, an APA, an auto store, went out of business. This guy was at an amazing store. Gone. It's gone. Friend of ours. We used to have meetings there. Gone. Joey, I want to thank you so much for being with us. We're talking about what's wrong with America, and we have so many more stories. So many more stories to share with you.
Yes. Thank you, and I hope I didn't bore anybody.
Joey, it's always delightful chatting with you. Your perspective is quite unusual, unique, and on point, as always. And Joey, I need to call you because I need to go buy a track loader up your way. So I'll stay in touch with you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.